America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On Election Day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second and last half hour of hour number three on this Monday, September 30th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We do a show on Sundays that you may not know about. And I know today's Monday, and perhaps you're not going to remember this come Sunday morning at 7:30. But if you're into a routine of getting up early to go to work, like me, perhaps you have a hard time sleeping in on Saturdays or Sundays. Get up on Sunday morning, 7:30. Listen to 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. Listen to the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We have a show that we carry, 7:30 to 8, Rick Hughes. Ministries from Alabama, we carry that show here live on Sundays, 7:30 to 8. You can listen to a show, The Flatline, basically 10 biblical, absolute biblical strategies for living your life. 10 ways to improve your life through scripture, things that you need to do, things that you need to learn. He will mail you information for free. All you have to do is reach out to him, contact him, and he'll mail it to you. So again, check it out if you haven't. Sunday mornings from 7:30 to 8, The Flatline with Rick Hughes Ministries from Alabama. Great show. Greatly appreciate if you check it out. Michigan tries again to invest millions of dollars in propane infrastructure for energy security purposes. Michigan wants to invest in more propane storage capacity and is making millions of dollars in grant money available for such business growth. According to the Michigan Public Service Commission and the State Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, recently announced a second round of grant applications for propane-focused energy resilience efforts. Around $2.85 million remain available after the first round of grants awards didn't have enough eligible projects even apply for the money. They're rolling part of it over and adding to it. Why is this important? Well, the program is meant to enhance the and ensure adequate supply of propane, addressing affordability and making sure propane is available to the more than the 320,000 households in Michigan, primarily in northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula, who rely on propane as fuel for home heating. The state ranks first in propane use nationwide, according to federal statistics. Officials previously this year accepted applications for a total of $8 million earmarked to expand storage capacity for propane pipelines, as well as capacity to separate natural gas and crude oil blends. Well, it turns out they actually have money left over. State officials want to distribute the rest of the available money for this energy infrastructure financing. Grant dollars no longer require a 50% match from the applicant. According to Eagle Directors Phil Ruse, investment like this will enhance Michigan's energy security and work to lower energy prices for the consumers. While the state of Michigan works to transition towards a cleaner sources of energy, we remain focused on ensuring that we keep our current existing energy systems up to date and fully stocked. Applicants are asked to explain how their project would improve regional or supply chain capacity, backup storage space, as well as new propane sources. Application for the grant monies are due by October 9th. The program's funding was approved part of the 2023 budget cycle. Propane is a fossilized gas created as a byproduct of natural gas processing or crude oil refining. Burning propane does release carbon emissions into the atmosphere, but at lower rates than other fossil fuels such as gasoline or oil. Propane actually burns cleaner. Lastly, the greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide and methane trap heat from the sun within the planet's atmosphere, causing global warming and other related climate changes. Of course, MLive had to get that into the story. Fact is very simply, folks, more than a quarter of a million people in Michigan rely on propane. That's why shutting down Line 5 would be absolutely devastating to families like ours who rely on propane. Many of you rely on propane. Almost 2 out of 3 homes in the UP rely on propane. But yet, Dana Nessel, the Attorney General, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer continue to fight shutting down Line 5. So we'll see where this goes. But at the same time, they are throwing state dollars at the program for propane storage and upgrades. Kind of interesting. In a related story, real quick, short story, Consumers Energy offers to look inside its last coal-fired power plant before shutting it down, getting rid of coal burning by Consumers Energy. Where is it located? Ottawa County. The hulking metal generator and turbines stretch nearly a football field, spinning at 3,600 times a minute. On the fourth floor of Unit 3, Consumers Energy's J.H. Campbell Power Plant, a sign proclaims electricity flowing from coal-fired beast is a key to Michigan's energy future. Well, today, that couldn't be further from the truth, as they are looking to basically dismantle the plant and retire it. The last of Consumers' coal plants should be shut down by May of 2025. This will be a major milestone in the ongoing transition, reshaping Michigan's energy landscape. Norm Capalla, Consumer Powers Company's Vice President for Generation Operations, said we are turning a page in our history books. Technology is changing, and there's cleaner technology out there that we can use and yet still provide a very cost-effective solution to our customers. This is what really is our main focus. To mark the impending closure of the power plant's three units that date back to the 1960s, with the last one coming online in 1980, consumers shuttled 250 guests around the sprawling mountain of coal at their 2,000-acre site on the shores of Lake Michigan in Ottawa County. Once inside the plant, they gave them a glimpse of the kind of facility that has served as the backbone for Michigan's grid, electric grid, for decades, but also ranks it among the largest of the state's industrial sources for greenhouse gas emissions. So again, looking at shutting this coal-fired plant down and going to other forms of producing electricity. One thing I don't understand, and I can't get anybody to give me an answer, why was it such a priority to shut down the hydro dams? The cleanest, cheapest form of producing electricity is a hydro dam. You've got a natural source of water that flows through it, producing electricity at a very low cost without any greenhouse gases whatsoever. Nobody can answer that question for me, but yet they're doing it. Continue to do it. Other dams are scheduled later this year and next year, 2025. Again, without any answers. So we'll have to wait and see. For sure, one thing you can be assured of, folks, electricity costs here in the state of Michigan, when they start implementing these policies, well, guess what? Prices are going to go up. Have them explain to you exactly how they're going to lower prices using green renewable energy. Solar panel farms, turbines, exactly how are they going to do that? That's the question you have to ask them. Well, we already know a solar panel farm is being constructed in Presque Isle County, and I got a couple of text messages over the weekend. Good farmlands are being destroyed here in northern Michigan. One politician responsible, John Chepa, the Democrat chairman of the Board of Commissioners in Presque Isle County. You guys need to vote for Robert V. Crook to defeat him on November 5th. Get the information out to everybody you know in that district. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
November 5th, vote for the six concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard LaFave, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard LaFave, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Then up Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Want to remind you, this segment brought to you by MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell wrapping up the summer sale. 5 p.m. today was the deadline. Sell out all the inventory in the old warehouse, transitioning into the new warehouse. Well, I was emailed this morning that because of a lot of our listeners, people on fixed incomes, disabilities, Social Security checks, things like that, they're going to extend it till this Friday. It'll be October 4th at 5 p.m. You'll be able to take advantage of this sale. 50, 60, 70, 80% off some items. Free shipping if you spend more than $100 using the promo code TruckerRandy. That way they know you're one of our listeners. You got this information from our show. They will honor the discount till Friday at 5 o'clock. This Friday, October 4th. So if you're interested, if you would like to take advantage of it, you can do so by this Friday at 5 p.m. Text me MP for my pillow. I will text you the link. You can go to the website mypillow.com, shop away, purchase whatever you want, put it in the cart, go to checkout, see how much it would normally cost retail, $500, $600, $700, $800, whatever it is. Then put in the promo code TruckerRandy, one word, no space, hit apply, see how much money you can save, plus get free shipping. So again, the sale is extended to 5 p.m. this Friday, October 4th. Should give you time to get your checks first of the month, get them into the bank account, take advantage of the discount. 50, 60, 70, 80% some items, depending on what you order. Now, Lance Griffin was on the show earlier in the first hour, We talked about this effort. They have identified 1.7 million Michigan Republicans, calling them low propensity voters, where perhaps they haven't voted in the last couple of elections. You can contact them on his website. You can see that they basically, for some reason, didn't vote in the last couple of elections. You can simply contact them. You can reach out to them. I think the easiest way to do it, especially when it comes to the presidential election, is go knock on their door. If you know them, these are 10 people you've identified that you know personally. They're in your cell phone contact list. Or maybe you just know them as being part of your local county party or part of some organization you're part of. Search their name, especially if you know what street they live on. Go through your list, put them into this search engine, see if they're considered a low propensity voter. If they are, go knock on their door. Take an evening, go over to the house, and show them the PAGS video. If you text me 10X, I'll send you the information from Lance Griffin. You can sign up, register to basically get the search engine available to you on your phone, on your computer, on your tablet. After you text me 10X, text me PAGS, and I'll send you that video. I posted it on my Twitter X account. It's right there at the top. Hey, I just wanted to let you know how important this election is. Just want to make sure you guys are going to vote. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We're going to. Okay, well, do you mind if I show you this two-minute video? Pull it up in your phone and hit the play button. It's that simple. Get people to think about this election. If you want to impact 1,100 voters in your community, in your township, in your county, text me the word CARDS. I'll send you the link to the website, acconservatives.org. You can donate $25. We'll send you 100 of these cards to simply give away to people. And ask them to look at these 11 questions and to think about it before they vote. And then share it with 11 of their friends. We'll also send you some rear window stickers for your vehicles and some business cards for the radio station and this show. So again, if you'd like those shipped to you, text me CARDS and we'll be in touch. We'll get you the information. It's all about educating folks. It's all about getting out the vote. Len said this morning, with these 1.7 million Michigan Republicans, if we can get out 20% of that number, folks, you're looking at 340,000 additional votes that perhaps didn't vote in the last presidential election in 2020. Biden only beat Trump allegedly by 154,000 votes. If we get 320,000 out, that's a game changer. And you can be a part of it. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a great day, everybody. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same